Oh, good morning, good morning, and good morning. Look at how good God is. They pushed the time up and we lost an hour of sleep. However, the people of God still decided we wanted to have a conversation with the Lord. We wanted to hear from the Lord. Look at how good God is. Look at the faithfulness of the people of God. I'm so grateful today that God has smiled upon us. I'm so grateful today that God has kept us. I'm so grateful to God today that He's made a way and He's never left us. Listen, He's true to His promise. He's true to His promise. Regardless of what happens in this world, whether the time goes up, the time goes back, whether there's calamities or tragedies, it doesn't matter. God is true to His word, and He said in His word, He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And saints of God, by the sound of your voices today, He's living out the truth of His word, that He's with us. And we thank Him. Have you had a moment this week to thank Him? Did you have a moment this week to give Him praise, honor, and glory? We talked about praise, we talked about worship, and I was wondering if you had some time while going through the things that you were going through just to give Him worship this week. I mean, you didn't know how it would turn out. As a matter of fact, you were a little nervous and antsy about the outcome and what it could be, what might happen. But you began to praise the Lord and to thank the Lord and to give Him glory and to give Him honor, and He worked it out for you. This is how you build your faith. This is how you build your strength. This is how you build your peace, is by you taking your little steps in the right direction. And when other things happen, you'll be able to reflect upon what God has already done, that you may get through what you're going through. Saints, we serve a true, active, and living God. I'll say it to you again. We serve a true, an active and living God. He's not a deity in some far distance. He is here with you right now. He knows the situation that you're going through, and He is here with you. You would not be in what you're in. You would not be experiencing what you are experiencing. You would not be going through what you're going through if the Lord did not know or did not believe that you could make it through it. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. I want to keep that in your spirit, because all too often Satan tries to play his tricks and he tries different antics to get you depressed, to get you sad, to get you to remove yourself from the things and the people of God. But God is saying, no, 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 I am with you. Yes, you're going through a hard place. Yes, you're in a hard spot. But listen, He's the softener of the blow. He's the one who holds you, keeps you, protects you, and never lets you fall. Trust the arms of God. You trust people, and people have failed you. Let's be honest with each other. You trust even some people who you thought was connected to God, and they have failed you. But let me be honest with you. There is no way God can fail you. It's not His nature. It's not in His being. It's not in His fabric. As a matter of fact, the Word of God says that man is not that God is not a man that He should lie, nor the Son of Man that He needs to repent. Which simply tells me that He doesn't have the nature nor the cause to be able to tell you an untruth. He is truth. He is truth. And because He is truth, we must walk in it and stand in it. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. I want you to begin to give Him praise, give Him worship as you continue in your life. God can do it. God can fix it. God can turn it. I'm going to throw that in your spirit. I know it doesn't fit, but listen to me carefully. God can do it. God can turn it. And God can fix it. I want that to marinate in your spirit today. God can do it. God can turn it. And God can fix it. Wherever life lands you, God can do it. God can turn it, and God can fix it. Whatever you're upset about, God can do it, God can turn it, and God can fix it. There is nothing too hard for God. Let's trust Him today. Let today be the first day as we're springing forward And some of you want to get past the winter season. But as we are springing forward, let us spring forward with new hope and aspiration that the Lord will do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ever ask, think, or imagine. Let us spring forward with the reality of who God is and what God is able to do. Because listen, miracles never happen to those who need them. But miracles come to those who expect them. We are expecting God to deliver on his word. We are expecting God to deliver on his promise. And because he's never failed us in the past, we have a very great anticipation in our future. So today, remember, this is the first day of the rest of your life. I want you to remember that. I want you to stand on that. I don't want you to let anything get in your spirit to cause anything to cause it to be weakened. I want you to remember today is the first day. The stuff you did yesterday is past now. The experiences that you went through yesterday, it's past now. God has given you a great big windshield, and that great big windshield is to represent a brighter future. He gives you a rear view mirror, which is very small, so you can look back over your life and give him praise and honor. Not look back at the hurt and then start hurting all over again. But he gives you the little small rear view mirror so you can look back over your life and see all the things that God has brought you through and see all the things that God has kept you in. This is how the praise and the worship comes together. The praise is used through the rear view mirror. The worship comes from the front windshield, because that's when you can look and see what God is doing. And if you can't see, he'll navigate you through it. That's what David was talking about when he said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, but I'll fear no evil, because God is with me." He's with you, my sister. He's with you, my brother. I want you to rise up, and I want you to stand firm and let him know you appreciate him. That's your praise. That's your worship. It's connected now to your faith. We talked about praise. We talked about worship. Now let's connect our faith. Do you trust him? Do you? It's going to take trust to praise him. It's going to take trust to worship him. God is entering us into a new dispensation. Things are happening everywhere. Our country is at war. We are in a situation where we have a president that we don't know what next he will do. His sickness has really begun to show, and many of us who are watching, we're just saying, "I've never thought I would live through a Hitler experience." But it's being formed and built. What are we going to do? We're going to trust the Lord. We're going to let our faith rise up. We're going to let our faith, we are the believers. And he says these words, "If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sins and heal their land." The healing of this land is in the hands of the believers. I want you to now move into not just praising, not just worshiping, but now standing in faith. Stand in the faith, my brother. Stand in the faith, my sister. The faith that was delivered to the church through Jesus Christ. That's the firm foundation we have. People like to worship God, but we worship Jesus. That's the author and the finisher of our faith, and we stand in it. Are you with me this morning? The text of this morning is Psalms 119. It's Psalms 119. Psalm 119, and it's the 105th verse. Psalm 119 and the 105th verse. It's hidden. It's all the way in that text, all the way in that pericope. But it's something we all know, and we've heard it so many different times, and it's quoted throughout the Psalms. Listen to what it says. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my pathway. David is very clear. He is very clear. Your word, not the president's word, not the doctor's word, not the lawyer's word, not the preacher's word, but your word. What he has spoken, what he has declared, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. The word of God to you this morning is very simple: the power of his word. If you're going to operate in faith, if you're going to be a worshiper, if you're going to be a praiser, you have to allow the word to work in your life. Let the word of God work in your life. It's one thing to be a talker. It's another thing to be a doer. During our Bible study, we talked about the two sons, the one who was a talker, but the other one was a doer. And the one who was a doer had made a lot of mistakes in front of him doing, but he's the one who did. I beg you today to be like that son. You've made a lot of mistakes in your life. You've done a lot of crazy stuff in your life, but now you're doing for the Lord. It's so important that you understand that God's word is applicable to everything. You can go to the psychologist, you can go to the doctor, the heart doctor, the whatever, but at the end of the day, you got to recognize God is the one who made us. When you go to him in prayer, yes, I don't want to misappropriate. I want you to go to the doctor. I want you to hear what they got to say. God has given them the wisdom to be able to give you the diagnosis. But however, after you heard all of their words, I want you to let the word of God work in your life. And he's calling us to praise. He's calling us to worship. And he's calling us to faith. Will you trust him beyond a day? Will you trust him beyond a week? Will you trust him? I'm thinking about so many of the saints that we've prayed for, so many of the saints that I've interacted with, and they were going through the crises. And while they were going through the crises, I shared with them, the Lord will get you through this. I know it seems very harsh, and some are on the call right now. If you can remember when we first started talking about whatever you were going through, whether it was a sickness or something that was happening in your life, and my words to you were, the Lord will get us through this. Because at the end of the day, he's made that promise. But when I would say that to you or to them, that they would feel like sometimes like, okay, I hear you, Pastor, but you don't know what I'm going through. You don't understand. But listen, a person who have already been at a place understands that God may not come when you want him, but he always shows up on time. And I'm that person. Yes, I've prayed times, and I've asked God to give me this, and God do this, and God fix this. God turn this. God heal this. And God did not do it then. But I remember my pastor telling me, he may not come when you want him, but he'll show up. Just keep trusting. Just keep believing. Just keep standing firm in his word. That's your word today. I want you to trust the Lord. I want you to trust his word. His word never fails. The illumination for all of our ways and doings is in this life, rather, is unearthed from God's word. It's unearthed from God's word. You can run from people. You can run from things. But you can't run from the word of God. The word of God is what brings illumination to everything in our lives. We must condition our faith to follow the spirit of God's word. The word of God being made applicable to everything that we do will set you free. Not the word of people, but the word of God. David raised in our text today that the lamp that is God's word is the lamp that lights up our pathway. You can't see, and you'll never be able to find your way clear without making the word of God applicable to your life, because God's word is powerful. God's word is powerful. As a matter of fact, the old saints used to say, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. God's word will do things in your life that nothing else can do. It's a cleanser. It's a keeper. God's word is what I'm trying to get you to understand this morning. While you're where you are, things are happening and spinning in your world. You may even be on the edge right now, but God is saying, trust my word, it'll hold you. Trust my word, it'll keep you. There are many powers in this world, but none has the potency of completing the cycle of life like the power that comes from God's word. I don't care where you go. You can search far and large. You can go all over the world, but there's nothing like the word of God. I want you to believe that today. God's word is not just for our reading. It's for our being. It's not just for our reading, but it's for our being. Let the word of God speak to you today. Let the word of God hold you today. You can depend on it. That's what I want to make sure you understand. You can depend on it. It's kept you all these years. Don't come to this point and now begin to deter in your faith by not trusting the word of God. Heaven and earth is going to pass away, but God's word is going to remain forever. Because even when you're in heaven, he's going to remind you of what he had already said on earth. I beg you today to walk in the power of God's word. Operate and proceed in the power of God's word, because God's words work. God's word work. It worked in my life, and it's working in my life. It worked in your life, and it's working in your life. Trust it. Trust it. I don't know what you're going to go through this week. That's why I'm talking the way I'm talking. I don't know what you're going to confront this week. That's why I'm right now trying to compel you to trust God's word. But whatever it is, let today rise up in your spirit. And I need you to trust his word. It never fails. It never fails. Trust me when I tell you, it never fails. You may not get it when you hear it, but when you need it, you can rely on it. Stand in the word of God and trust the word of God today. So the question is, what is the power of his word? What is the power of God's word? Here is the power of God's word. It's hope. That's what it is. It enriches our faith. It gives us hope. When you have his word, he could have been silent, but he decided to speak. And wherever he spoke, he's going to own up to it, and he's going to live out it. So it gives us hope. It gives us faith. Let the word of God change your life. Let the word of God give you hope in hopeless situations. Let the word of God strengthen you when you're going through the most miserable moments of your life. What is the power of his word? It's hope. It's hope, my brother. It's hope, my sister. You would lose your mind if the word of God would not sustain you. You would lose your mind if the word of God would not be there to keep you together when you're falling apart and unraveling. The first one is very simple. The power of his word is hope. But it's not only hope, it's help. Will you hear me this morning? It's help. He walks beside you. He doesn't always carry you through everything you go through. He allows your legs to walk through some places. He allows you to physically go through some things. But he's there with you, and his word is guiding you. It's helping you so you can make it through it. It's only a test, and the test is only for a season. But while you're in that season, he's helping you. And if the Lord be with you, he's more than everything is against you. He is our help. He is our strength. He is our peace. So what am I saying to you today? What is the power of God's word? It's our hope. It's our help, but it's one more thing. I'm going to say it again. It's our help. It's our hope, but it's one more thing that I want to leave in your spirit. It's him. Yeah, you thought I was going to say something deep, but no, I'm going to keep it simple. Yes, the power of God's word is hope. Yes, it's help, but it's also him. It's his character. It's his nature. It's his promises. You got to stand in him. You got to stand in his word. You got to stand in who he is and what he's done already and what he's ready to do in your life. When you're thinking about the power of his word, you have to think about him. His presence, His power for healing, for deliverance, and for setting the captive free. When you are in His word, you are in Him. And greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. My brother, my sister, lift up your head and be lifted up. Lift up your head, ye everlasting doors, and let the King of glory come in. The question was asked, who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty at battle. Today is the day, is the first day of the rest of your life. I want you to praise Him. I want you to worship Him. And I want you to stand in faith. You will win. You've already won. You're more than a conqueror. That's why you're on the call today. That's why you missed a whole hour of sleep and you did not decide to sleep in when it's time for prayer and meditation. Because God is saying, you understand that the word works and that the word has power and that the word will never change and that He is His word and He is our Savior. He is our Creator and He is our Sustainer. My brother and my sister, hear ye the word of God today. David tells us in the text, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The pastor has tagged his title with simple words, the power of His word. And today, I want you to know, it's your hope, it's your help, and it's Him. He's there. He's doing it. He's omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. There is nothing that He cannot do. There is no place He cannot go. And there is no power that He cannot conquer. Why don't you trust Him today? Why don't you stand in His word today? He never fails. Pray with me this morning. Oh, God, our Father, we thank You. We thank You, God, for Your goodness. We thank You for Your kindness. We thank You for Your tender mercies. We thank You for the word of God today. Your word, Your word, Your word is the lamp. It's the illuminator. It lights up everything that we may walk easy and do what You've called us to do. Today we pray for our faith today. Let our faith not be deterred. Let our faith get stronger, God. We've asked the people to praise You. We've asked the people to worship You. But now, God, we're asking that we walk and stand in faith, believing, trusting that it's already so, even though it isn't so until it becomes so. Yes to Your will, God, and yes to Your way. We yield to You, God. We trust You, God. I know there are many things that are happening, and I know our minds are going many different places, but God, be the settler of our minds that we may do Your will and be about Your purpose. And God, we thank You. We thank You for the sister who got on the call stressed out this morning. We thank You for the brother who got on the call weary in His well-doing. God, today let the word of God be planted in their spirit that they may see Your will and understand and give You praise, give You honor, worship You, and stand in faith. This morning we lift up Sister Tanya Hayward. We pray to God today, God, in the name of Jesus, that You would bless her, that You would strengthen her. Thank You for the miracle that You have bestowed upon her life. Thank You for how You made a way for her, how You've turned and You bridged gaps in her life. God, You did it. You did it Your way, God. I don't care what the doctors got to say. You kept her alive. You kept her around. That's the miracle. And Father, we thank You. We pray for Trustee and Brother Charles Myers. I pray, God, that You will continue to strengthen them, continue to build them up, continue to protect them and keep them in the name of Jesus. We lift up Sister Wanda Jones today. Continue to hold her close to You, God. Thank You for all the miracles that You have bestowed upon her life. Continue to strengthen her, God. Continue to keep her in the name of Jesus. We thank You for Sister Ashley and for also Sister Michelle. Continue to bless them, God. Continue to strengthen them, God. Thank You for all of Your miracles. You've caused men to understand what faith is, what trust is, what reliance is through their lives. And God, we give You glory. And God, we give You praise. We pray for Brother Ben Mobley. God, I pray You continue to strengthen him, continue to protect him, continue to keep him in the name of Jesus. This morning, God, we lift up all caretakers. I pray, God, for those individuals who are caring for loved ones and people. Father, let their hands become Your hands. And God, we ask that You would anoint and that You would heal in the name of Jesus. Heal them, God. Strengthen them, God, that they may do their ministry by doing what You've called them to do. And we thank You. And now, God, we pray for those individuals who have brought prayer lists to this call. Father, we don't know the circumstances. Father, some need healing. Some, God, need deliverance. deliverance. Some God needs salvation. We don't know what the situations are, but what we do know is you. You can do anything but fail. So, Father, we put you on the case, and Father, we stand with them, and we pray, God, do it. God, fix it. God, turn it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Today is Sunday, God, and the people of God are going to various churches around this country. First, God, I pray for their pastors. Father, let the pastors preach the word of God today. Let the word be strong. I pray for their strength. I pray for their silence in the name of Jesus. Lift them today. Lift up an extra extra anointing upon their lives in the name of Jesus. And Father, for those churches that are not represented, but God, the word of God is going to go forward. Preachers everywhere, I pray for them today, God. Let the words of their mouth and the meditations of their heart be acceptable in your sight. We thank you, Father. And Father, we pray for every person that's on this call today. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you have your way in their lives. Continue to let the word of God illuminate their minds. Continue to let the word of God stimulate them, that they may walk in your will and be about your way. And we thank you for them, God. Strengthen them, God, as they prepare for their day. Strengthen them, God, as they go through the week. Strengthen them, God, that as things hit them, they remember how to praise. They remember how to worship. And they remember how to stand in faith. We thank you, oh God, and we praise you. This is our prayer today. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Throughout this new year, 2026.
Longer being recorded.
Bless everybody to have a good week and a good month of March.
Thank you.
This call.
God is standing.